And now we come to learn that the church has covered up, that's right, actively engaged in a cover-up, and coddled, and even helped relocate known pedophiles from parish to parish, all across the country, in cases too numerous to mention here. It truly is a brotherhood of man, huh? They even tried to pay the victims off. Nice. But don't think that I'm trying to imply that it's just Catholics who are at fault. There's a certain across-the-board kind of egotism that accompanies so many of those who are anointed God's very own spokespersons. This is for real. Swear to God, I'm not making this up. I know two different dominatrixes, right? Yeah. Okay, I got it. This guy, it's been all book he's been doing this. Anyway, who say that the majority of their clients were or are Orthodox rabbis. Ah, beautiful. Now, it's certainly no secret that many priests are hypocrites and that one of their favorite ways of demonstrating this is by molesting little boys. And really, what better way to unwind after an angry, vitriolic denunciation of the evils of homosexuality than engaging in some man-on-boy fraudage? And some people revile them as monsters, preying on the innocent and gullible, and I will not be dragged into that age-old polemic about how anyone who's religious should automatically be considered gullible. You can put a sock in it, Bertrand Russell. Using the powerful blackmail of entrance into heaven as a way to cow the fearful. But I see them as humans. Humans who are the product of a confounding, medieval, intolerant religion based on superstitious nonsense and word of mouth that tolerates no dissent and is so proudly out of step with even the most basic tenets of modern civilized thought that it all seems to resemble a game of Magic: The Gathering gone horribly awry. I guess the lesson to be learned from the church is that while homosexuality is a sin against God, molestation and rape, well, they're just sins against a child.